I appreciate the Lord this evening. I'm glad to be his child. When we were interested in buying flooring for our house, we wanted to find something that would be able to withstand high traffic. In the past, we have bought things that were not quite that well. I know one time we had some linoleum put in our, or we put some linoleum in our cabin at Monarch. And at that time, we were fairly young and didn't hardly have two pennies to rub together, so to speak, so we had got some very inexpensive linoleum. And when Michael tried to put that in, it tore. And when he put it in, it just so happens that the people who cut it wrong, and it was too short. So actually that was a mixed blessing. We were able to take that back, and the people were able to replace it because of their mistake. They had made a mistake. They admitted it, and they said, "We were very sorry. We lacked about 18 inches," and they said, "No, we measured it wrong." And they gave us a flooring that was a much better, more resilient flooring than what we'd originally ordered or what we could afford. And we were thankful for that. But I'm just thinking of the word resilient. So when we looked into it, you want something that's not going to show a heel mark, or something that's going to be able to withstand a dish that drops on the floor, or something that's going to be able to withstand just people walking in and out. And thankfully, we were able to get some, and we're very happy with it. But I just realized how important that word is, resilient. So this is what my thought is today. And what does that word mean? What does it entail? How does that affect us? Think of a roof. A resilient roof. How important would that be? When the hailstorms come, you want a resilient roof. There are some times that they're large, the stones are large enough that no roof is going to survive it. But for the most part, the little quarter-sized hail, you just want it to be able to withstand that and not leave a dent or a hole or a compromise in the roof. That is a very necessary part. So I was thinking, what does that really mean to be resilient? You know, the Lord told us to put on our whole armor of God. And I believe that he wants us to equip ourselves. That's the equipment of it. But there's sometimes an emotional part that I think that this is what this touches on. And that is to be a hardy or a tough child of God. And that's to be resilient, to understand that there are going to be things that come and there's going to be things that go. There's going to be things that happen to us, good times and bad times. Life just has a way of presenting seasons. But the Lord wants us to be resilient. And there was a quote that I wanted to put above that. I don't know if I can reach it, so I'll do it below. There is no limit to what God can do with resilient saints. There's no limit. You get someone who is affected by outward conditions, you're not going to have a real strong child of God. But the Lord wanted us to be resilient saints. He wanted us to understand that there are going to be things that happen that are just going to be devastating sometimes. Information, news, the things that just happen in life, and even among us, the Lord wanted us to be resilient and to be able to withstand. So I looked that up, and what does that mean? And there are lots of descriptions of elements around us that are resilient. The word pioneer plants popped up. And that is a plant that survives a fire or a earthquake or a volcano, and yet they are able to propagate and to rebuild. The pioneer plants, there's different kinds that can do that. Another word that came up that was the elements was titanium, rubber. Rubber can be stretched in many ways, but it'll always rebound back to the shape that it was originally in. Bamboo, they said it can withstand extreme winds and bend, but straighten back up. Another one that was a strange one was called water bears. If you look it up, they're microscopic little elements. They're ugly, very, very ugly. But they can withstand all kinds of water, boiling water. And what it does is it surrounds itself and is able to curl up into a ball and withstand whatever happens. And then when elements become right, be able to go back to original form. We had to look it up. It's kind of interesting. But I thought of resilient means ability to bounce back or recover shape after stress or hard times. And it's like there is no limit to what God can do with a resilient saint, a child of God who is able to withstand and to recover shape after stress, being stretched out in all directions to return back to original shape. That's a resilient child of God, and it's a necessary part. They can be, they are assured. There are lots of descriptions that we'll go with here. They are an assured child of God. And I thought of so many songs that we have that just reflect a resilient child of God, a resilient Christian. They stand by their convictions. They are convicted. And, you know, there are times that people feel a conviction, but they're kind of tired of it, or they bemoan it a little bit. They feel like it's a struggle, or why do I have to do this? But a conviction should be something that you give willingly, that you're able to say, I feel the Lord has given me this conviction for my protection, and I'm thankful for it. I want to be true to that conviction. Nobody else may have it, but as long as the Lord's putting his finger on my life, I will rejoice in it and go forward with it. And that can be a blanket conviction or a very personal one. Okay, another one is they're courageous. A resilient saint is courageous. I thought of one time somebody described a team of horses going through town, and they had blinders on. And when they got to one end of town, the people that saw them said, "That is the ugliest team of horses I have ever seen. I don't know why anyone would use money to purchase them. I don't even know what they can be used for. They're so ugly." And as the team walked through town, on the other side of town, people stopped and said, "That is the most beautiful team of horses I have ever seen. What a worthy investment someone made." But they had blinders on. They didn't understand. It didn't matter to them. It didn't change the horses. It didn't change the team of horses. But you know what people can say can affect us. And sometimes we need to have spiritual blinders on that says, you know, it doesn't matter to me what the world says or what my brother or sister say. I just want to serve you, Lord, in the best possible way possible. I don't want to be confused. I don't want to be affected by every whim. People have whims, you know. They go this way or they go that way. But, you know, the Lord can help us just to be that team of horses that just goes right through town no matter what anybody says. Another one is they trust implicitly.
I thought of so many of our beautiful songs that just...
that reflects some of those this resilient child of God. That song that says, "Lord, thou knowest what is best. Confident in this I rest, till I dwell with all the blessed and with thee in heaven." They trust, knowing it could be an end pattern that could be positive or negative, but they're going to trust anyway. "I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to be confident that you know what is best, and I'm not going to grovel in it. And I'm not going to complain in it. I'm not going to grumble in it." That's a dissatisfied person is going to have some problems being a child of God. Okay. Another one is they are certain. They have a certainty about them. "I know on whom my faith is fixed. I know in whom I trust. I know that Christ abides with me and all his ways are just." That's a resilient saint. It's, "I know. I know God is. I know his word, and failing meets each test. And I can calmly face a hostile world with soul and mind at rest." We have lots of songs. Okay. Another one is they have poise and grace. They're not going to be a clumsy Christian. And whatever they meet it with poise and grace. And I feel like we
witnessed that with Sister Jan. When they were talking yesterday, the tears flowed, and I was just thinking, she truly was not interested in giving glory to herself, but giving glory to the Savior. And she did it with poise and grace. She did it. So what that means to us is she wasn't interested in lifting up herself. She's interested in saying, "The grace that I found, you can find too. What I found is available to you." Another one is composure.
Resilient Christian is going to have a composure about them, realizing that the Lord is taking care of them.
I think there's that song that says, "I don't care what others do, I'm on my way." The composure is the calmness that I can rest in him, knowing he's doing everything perfectly well. Even when my world falls apart, even when my hopes and dreams seem to be shattered, I can trust completely in the Lord, knowing that he is working it all for the best. And that makes a very resilient, confident child of God. Another one is they're cool and calm under fire.
Troubles come. I thought of Paul, the apostle, and how calm he was when he was standing before the authorities, and he was saying, "I wish you were like me, except for my chains. I wish you could have this great and wonderful Lord in your life, just like I have. I am confident that he could do for you above and beyond what you could ever imagine, because he's done it for me." That calmness, that assurance, and he was not afraid to stand before them. He wasn't intimidated by the authority they had to keep him chained. He wasn't intimidated by the chains. He just said, "It hinders, but yet it's all the Lord's. It's his chains. If he wants me to be a prisoner for Christ, I'm fine with that." That was his resilience. And he had a few things to say on this very line. So I want us to look at those. Philippians 3 and 13. And he lived it. But what he's saying also is, it's for all of us. And I go back to that quote at the very front there, that the Lord, there's no limit
to what God can do with a resilient saint. There's just no limit. They'll trust me while they live, and they'll trust me when they die. So Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The things that are behind can hinder our resilience, because what happens is we know the past and the hurts that were back there, and it can cause us to be a little trembling when we reach our hand out to the Lord, because we're thinking of all the mistakes that happened back there, of all the hurts and the wounds that happened back there, and it can cripple us. And the Lord's saying, no, I want you to be resilient. I want you to trust me with your past, with the mistakes that you made, or with the unjust injustices that was given to you and you didn't like it. I can take care of that. I can make you a resilient child of God if you will let me. And that's what this is saying. I forget those things which are behind. That's part of that pattern. That's part of building that resilient child of God. And I'm going to reach forth into those things which are before. I don't know what that future is. It might be sickness. It might be health. It might be riches. It might be poverty. I don't know what that future is, but I can trust you, Lord, with it, because you're taking good care of me, and I can be confident in knowing your way is best. You think of that. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. The other verse is, thy way is best, so lead me onward. My all I give to thy control. You know, there's many, many songs we could go on. And then in the next chapter, it says, 4:11, it says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. That says a lot right there. There are so many fair weather Christians that when things are good, happening well, feeling blessed and assured, constant touching of the Lord, they just feel like that they're ready to go. But when things start trembling, when things start quivering, when things just don't exactly fall into the places that you think it should, then they become discontent. Oh, I don't know why I serve the Lord, because he's allowed this to come in my life. Do you know, why wouldn't he? We are his child. Let him do with us what he will. And I think of that. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now that description right there tells me that's a resilient child of God. That when whatever place that I am in, if it be full or empty, I can still have a great confidence in the Lord, knowing that in him I can do all things. That speaks of the resilient saint, the resilient child of God. I was thinking too of in other songs that says, thou art my portion, all is in thee. Oh, let thy mighty hand ever lead me. Another one is, in the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. Don't we always want to be out of it? Lord, bring relief and bring it now. But that one tells me that's a confident Christian that says, in the heated furnace, Father, let me stay. Precious gold refining, purge the dross away till thy glorious image is reflected there and the costly jewels of thy grace I wear. A resilient Christian is going to be able to find those costly jewels because they have reached forward for them. Another one is that the pilgrim's confidence. We sang it this morning. Welcome the storms. My hope is abounding. Let the rains fall. I can but rejoice. Do you know that? We don't always say welcome the storms. We're always just trying to say, Lord, keep the storms away. But do you know, when you serve him, you can welcome them because he's going to take care of you. Another one is, God is my father and Jesus my brother. since I'm adopted by heavenly love. I am a child, an heir to the kingdom. Do you know that's a confidence in saying, Lord, I am your child, and you're going to take care of me. I appreciate this, and I myself want to exercise it in my life, understanding that, Lord, you know how to build me to be the resilient child of God you want me to be. Desire you pray for me.